people fell silent, looking up the stretch of East Bay Street, where it ran from the half-built skeleton of the new customs house toward White Point Gardens. It was a hot day, even for Charleston in June. The best places were on the sea wall, where the air moved. Here, below, it was like being roasted alive. My shift was soaked through, and the cotton bodice clung between my breasts. I wiped my face for the 10th time in as many minutes, and lifted the heavy coil of my hair, hoping vainly for a cooling breeze upon my neck. I was morbidly aware of necks at the moment. Unobtrusively, I put my hand up to the base of my throat, letting my fingers circle it. I could feel the pulse beat in my carotid arteries, along with the drums. And when I breathed, the hot, wet air clogged my throat as though I were choking. I quickly took my hand down and drew in a breath as deep as I could manage. That was a mistake. The man in front of me hadn't bathed in a month or more. The edge of the stock about his thick neck was dark with grime, and his clothes smelled sour and musty, pungent even amid the sweaty reek of the crowd. The smell of hot bread and frying pig fat from the food vendors' stalls lay heavy over a musk of rotting seagrass from the marsh, only slightly relieved.